Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, I didn't get your name, but my name is Ron Connor. I filled out an application for Makita, and I got down to the last column. I think it was the MasterCard column, and it said continue. So I pushed the continue, and a message came up, you're only allowed one per person. And this is the first time, I believe, I filled it out. So could you explain that to me or help me?
Okay, yes, sir. And I do apologize. My name was Mercedes. Well, is Mercedes. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Yes, you can have 30165.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the information. And your first and last name again, please.
It's Ron, R-O-N, and Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information. Let's see. Okay, yes, sir. Have you put any credit card information in yet or any debit card information?
That believe that might have been the last thing. But yes, I did put it in.
Okay, yes, sir. So it's not pulling up anything. May I please try your email address to pull up your name?
Letters, R-C, N as in Nancy, A-C, 2@att.net.
Okay, yes, sir. And thank you for the information. It didn't seem to pop up under your email address as well. Has it charged your charge card yet?
That I wouldn't know because I just did it and then called you. Yeah. So I would think that. Can you look at that, artist?
Okay.
She can't just yet.
Okay, yes, sir, because I'm not seeing anything pull up under your name. And you just did it, like, maybe no longer than 2 minutes ago?
Well, as long as it took you to answer, because I dialed the number right away. So, yes, I would say 2 minutes or not much longer.
Okay, yes, sir.
Of course, I've talked to you for probably now for 3 minutes or so, but so I don't really know what that would mean. Oh, we've been on the phone for 4 minutes.
Oh, didn't seem that long, but yes.
Well, you're very interesting, and I hope I am too. So time flies. I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry.
No, sir, you're fine. You're fine. We can try the last 4 digits of the card number that was charged and see if it'll pull up that way. Because at the moment, no, sir, it's not pulling up anything with your name on it to be able to assist you.
Okay. Well, I didn't get to submit. I didn't get to submit it because that was my last move, I think, and that's when it came up. No more than one, only one offer per one person, and I know that I haven't filled out one before.
Do you think your wife could have possibly done one?
I'd be very surprised. Okay. But she just said no.
Okay, yes, sir. And this was today. Because the only other Connor is showing up is Kathy. And I don't see a Mr. Ron Connor on here. No, sir. It might need a few minutes to process the charge for whatever it was charging you. Yes, sir. Due to the fact I'm not pulling up anything just yet, or it could be a different company that's charging you. With me being a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies. Yes,
well,
sir.
I don't even understand what you just said, so I'm pretty sure I didn't do it.
Okay, yes, sir. We could wait. Just give it like at least 20 more minutes to call back in to see if we'll be able to pull up something then before I say there's nothing in the system since it's still early.
Yeah, well, as I said, I just hit the last button, which was, I thought it said continue on or something. And that's when it said no more than one per person, and then wouldn't do anything else. So I doubt if the information that I typed in got to you.
Yes, sir, if it ever went through, yes, sir.
Yeah, because that probably would have been pretty quickly.
Yes, sir.
So what do you suggest I do?
I wouldn't suggest to start over, because some of these companies does have terms and conditions, like you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it comes with a subscription to something. And yes, sir, I wouldn't suggest to start over unless you do verify the terms and the conditions first to see what's going on. Because I hate for them to have you on any reoccurring charges.
Well, I'd hate to have any charges now, because I don't think I got through ordering it. So, and I believe it was supposed to be just a minimal amount of postage or something.
Okay, yes, sir. But I didn't see anything come up under your name, your email, your zip code. I even tried a phone number that you called in from, and I didn't see anything pop up under that. So I don't think it charged you anything with this company. But you can see, just to make sure, just check your charge card statement just to see if you see any charges that you're not familiar with. Yes, sir.
Oh, she just looked, and there is nothing.
Okay, then no, sir. Nobody charged you anything. No information got transferred over.
All right. Well, then I'm not going to get one of those then. How do I go about getting one? Because now they might say only one per person, and it would be legitimate.
No, sir. Just be careful with those terms and conditions, because some of them will say you won this guilt, and with receiving the guilt, it comes along with the subscription to a Factory Direct Savings Store, or some will say you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry comes with a meal plan, and they might charge you maybe like $50, $49 for some plans that you probably don't even need.
That's for sure, or don't even know what it is, so probably don't want it. Well, then it sounds to me like I'm not going to be able to do anything.
No, sir. No, sir. If you want it, just make sure that you read the terms and the conditions if you want to. Yes, sir. I wouldn't know for sure because I didn't see anything popped up, and I don't know what company it is. But, yes, sir, those are just a couple terms and conditions I'm familiar with due to anything that said that you want a free gift.
Well, okay. I know it's not your fault, but I'm still frustrated. But thank you for attempting to help me.
You're welcome, sir. And I'm happy no information did go through, because I hate for you to be stuck on any reoccurring charges.
Okie dokie.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
All right. You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.